Eagles fans, and welcome to our Cover 2 segment here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. I'm Chris McPherson, and this week we're going to preview the NFC East Championship Showdown against the Dallas Cowboys with G. Cobb, Gary Cobb himself, former Eagles linebacker who played for the Eagles and the Dallas Cowboys, but we won't hold that against him this week, as well as Derek Gunn from Comcast Sportsnet. And gentlemen, let's get right into the big story of the week, biggest story in sports, arguably, Tony Romo. Not going to play because of the herniated disc for the Cowboys. G, what do you make of this?
Well, I definitely think that it helps the Eagles from the standpoint that Romo is a better quarterback than Kyle Orton.
But
the key to this game is the attitude of the Eagles. It is not who they're playing. Because if you remember the Minnesota game and, of course, the Chicago game, who would you rather have to cover? Jeffries and Marshall or Jennings and Patterson? You know, you should be able to cover the Vikings receivers, but they didn't cover them. Matt Castle had a great game. So the key to this game is the way the Eagles approach it rather than who they're playing. If they take it for granted, Kyle Orton can beat the Eagles.
Derek, how big is this for Chip Kelly, first year's head coach, the perfect setup for him to deliver the NFC East title and a playoff appearance against the Dallas Cowboys, no less? How big is this for Chip?
If anybody at the outset of this season said they truly believe the Eagles could win the NFC East, they're probably lying to you, because a lot of us thought at the very most they would be a 500 team. Okay, I'm not going to lie to you. I thought they were going to be 7-9 at the best this year. But the way things stacked up for this team this year, they didn't have to play certain players. They got certain wins we weren't anticipating. And that's how football is. We've seen in recent years, you can't predict anything nowadays in the NFL. The league right now has exactly what they want, which is parity across the league. This is phenomenal for Chip Kelly in his first year if he can deliver this NFC East title. But again, to play off of what G was talking about, you know, you're talking about facing a Kyle Orton, and two things come to mind. First of all, former Bears linebacker Brian Urlacher said yesterday, basically, Kyle Orton will not lose a game for you. He's one of the best at managing a football game. And secondly, the name Matt Castle keeps coming up. Wasn't he a backup?
That's right.
Now, let's go back years. You and I are about the same age. Let's go back to a quarterback named Frank Reich.
Yeah.
Who came off the bench
in right.
Buffalo.
Buffalo, okay. Yeah.
So there are a lot of backup quarterbacks. There's a reason they're backup quarterbacks. But Kyle Orton's been around the block. He's played some big games. He hasn't started since 2011, but he's played some big games. So don't underestimate Kyle Orton in this game.
Very young team. Mentally, how do you think they're going to handle it with all the pressure of them on them now?
Well, you know, the key to this game is you don't play the game before the game, meaning like emotionally. You don't get caught up into it. So much that you get spent before the game time comes. You've got to sit back. Now it's all mental work, not emotional. But I'm going to be following it on gcobb.com, so you can make sure. I will be writing about it. But the key is going to be making sure that mentally you do your work, but don't get into it emotionally so you get spent. So it's a discipline that's needed because you don't play the game until Sunday night. Even the day of the game, you can't get into it so much that you get exhausted. You got to take your time, stay away from it, just go through it mentally. Everything I've got to do, do all the detail work, but emotionally, you don't need to be around running, talking about how you're going to play the game before it's played, because you can get emotionally spent and then go into the game and be flat. So that's the key to this young team.
It's going to be extra tough, especially with the fact that it's a night game, because you have all Sunday night at that team hotel in Texas getting ready for the game. Derek, Nick Foles, last time against the Cowboys, worst performance of his career. How big is this for him going back to his home state of Texas with a chance again to deliver a chance for the Eagles to go to the playoffs?
I think it's huge, and I think we're seeing a completely different Nick Foles from the Nick Foles we watched the first time he played Dallas. Nick Foles made a lot of mistakes in that game. Nick Foles got knocked out of the game. But when you look at the Nick Foles we've watched over the last four or five games, the decision-making, the ability to buy extra time, to make the quick read, to step up and run when he has to. Let's face it, Nick Foles is not out going to run many people in a 40-yard dash. But in this offense, he doesn't have to. And I think the more Nick Foles continues on the course he's on now, it makes this organization up top decision easier to decide whether or not Nick Foles is their quarterback of the future.
Last but not least, gentlemen, who wins the game on Sunday night? G, we'll start with you.
I think the Eagles win the game, and the reason being is because of Nick Foles, because of that cool head, and the fact that they are going to win the game on the line of scrimmage. The defensive line and offensive line are going to be the keys to this game, and they're going to dominate, and that's the reason they're going to win the football game.
Derek, how about you?
I think Dallas is going to have a certain amount of momentum because they're at home, because they live to see another day after coming back to beat the Washington Redskins. I think the key for Dallas is if DeMarco Murray can give them any kind of ground game, and this young man has been running lights out as of late, if he can help Dallas control the clock, it will be a much closer game. But if it's based on talent versus talent, I think the Eagles go down there and wrap up the NFC East title.
Woo! The Eagles, I should say the Cowboys, are 11-0 when DeMarco Murray gets 20 more carries in his young career. That's going to be a step to watch. But the question is, will they be able to give him the ball enough to keep up with the potent Eagles offense? For Derek Gunn, G-Cop, I'm Chris McPherson. Thank you very much for joining us in our Cover 2 segment here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Make sure to stay tuned for the latest coverage of the Eagles-Cowboys NFC East Championship Showdown.